It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
I'm speaking to you about what I call overcoming the power of delay. Amen. Slap your two hands together for Jesus. Overcoming the power of delay. Overcoming the power of delay. What is delay? Delay simply means to cause something to happen at a later time. Causing something to happen at a later time than the originally planned or expected time. Something happening later than the original time it was meant to happen. It also means to prolong the duration of something unnecessarily. When we talk about delay, you are prolonging the duration. When we say duration, how long the thing should be, you end up extending it or prolonging it. What you are doing is called delay. You are delaying the thing. Now, so therefore, when things that are supposed to happen in your life per time are not happening or happens at a much later time, which denies you of fulfillment and joy, you are suffering from delay. When things that are supposed to happen to you per time are refusing to happen, rather they are happening at a much later time, that brings you unfulfillment and that brings you sorrow. What is happening to you is called delay. I pray that anyone here under the sound of my voice going through any form of delay, may the Lord bring you intervention. Amen. If your amen is loud, the Lord will have mercy on you. Amen. The Lord will bring you intervention. Can I hear an amen? So when you are not yet at the place you ought to be per time, when you are supposed to be at level 2 and you are still lagging behind in level 1, what is happening to you is called delay. When you are at the wrong place or the place you ought to be per time, when you are not there and you are your waiting period is being prolonged, or you are keeping long at one spot in life, you are dealing with delay. Yes, everyone must wait for his appointed time. But when your waiting period becomes prolonged beyond God's plan for your waiting, or God's plans for your waiting, you are no longer waiting on God. It's actually God waiting for you. Ask somebody, but are you waiting for God or God is waiting for you? Like I told some people in the miracle arena, I kept telling that God has gone ahead of us to Rehoboth. He's actually waiting for us in Menshko. And so whatever we are doing here, we're on our own. We have to hurry up and get to Rehoboth. Amen. Amen. Yes, I believe that so much that God left almost 1 year or so ago. We should have been here. Maybe if we had believed God more, we had sacrificed more, we had faced certain fears, maybe we should have been here long ago, cry. And you know, so sometimes it is not you waiting any longer. What are you going to marry? I'm waiting on God. Sometimes God has already passed. Sometimes your married time has already crossed and you are just comforting yourself with God's time is the best. My dear, God's time passed. Some of you 3 years ago, some of you 2 years ago, and your pastor will be comforting you with, wait, God's time is the best. It's either God is waiting for you or you are waiting for God. Somebody is waiting. Somebody is definitely waiting. So sometimes you think you're waiting. Because you see, God told the children of Israel that you will be in Egypt for 400 years. But they stayed there for 430 years. Now that extra 30 years, if you give birth and the child will grow to 30 years, this is small. Some of you are still not 30. You are even tired of waiting. How many of you are tired of waiting to be 30? And very soon you will be praying that God should reduce it. So don't even be tired. Some of us have crossed it and we wish we are now approaching it. I'm telling you. Amen. So sometimes you may think that you are still waiting for the right time, still waiting for the appointed time, still waiting for God. Meanwhile, God will be busily waiting for you ahead. That means that your waiting period has been prolonged too long. It has been prolonged beyond what God anticipated or what God planned for you. But I stretch forth my hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone who is stuck in waiting for more than necessary, I command you are coming out in the name of Jesus. I declare you are coming out in the name of Jesus. I declare the angel of rescue is bringing you out of that waiting period. You are coming out of your waiting room and you are entering into your next level. Clap your two hands and shout, I am moving into my next level. See, I am going to my next level. See, I'm moving to my next level. Clap your two hands and shout, I am moving. It's one of the biggest spiritual tragedies that happen to Christians. When they are delayed, yet they are comforted with God's time is the best. It's one of the tragedies because some of you can't decipher, you can't distinguish between when God is waiting for you and when you are waiting. Amen. So when dreams and expectations are being postponed and manifestation is not forthcoming, what is happening is called delay. You are dreaming about something, yet it's not happening. You are anticipating the arrival of something, some good news, some good experience, yet the opposite is what you are experiencing. What is going on is called delay. When prophecies concerning your life are being prolonged and very slow in manifestation, you are talking about delay. Prophecies have gone ahead of you. God is going to do this for you. God is going to do that for you. And yet, you seem to be waiting. And you seem to be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. But I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus that every prophecy that is still hanging around your destiny, I declare, let there be a quick manifestation. Let there be a quick manifestation. Let there be a speedy manifestation. Let God arise and fast track the fulfillment of your prophecy, your dreams, your visions, your anticipation. Clap your two hands and shout, speedy manifestation. In Ezekiel 12 verse 21, the Bible says that, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, verse 22, son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says the days are delayed and every vision is failing? 23, therefore tell them, so says, or thus says the Lord, I will make this proverb to cease. Every situation of delay is ceasing tonight. You are in December and it looks like the prophecy of 2025 has delayed, but I declare it is ceasing tonight. Every form of delay is ceasing tonight. Every form of delay is ceasing from tonight. I declare whatever is delaying your marriage is coming to a halt tonight. Whatever is delaying your admission is coming to a halt tonight. Whatever is delaying your is coming to an end tonight. Whatever is stopping the manifestation of your dreams is coming to an end tonight. Whatever is stopping your traveling destiny is coming to an end tonight. I declare, thou sayest the Lord, that proverb of delay ceases from tonight. That proverb of delay ceases from tonight. Clap your two hands and say, it ceases from tonight. Celebrate the Lord. Come on. Oh, celebrate the Lord. He said, thou sayest the Lord, What is this proverb that I am hearing? God says that, what is this thing that I'm hearing? That the days are delayed, that the vision of people are failing. What it stands to reason is that when delay happens, visions are failed, dreams fail, expectations are disappointed, because you have waited and waited and waited till you give up. Till you give up on waiting on God and get yourself pregnant because you think you are growing. Till you give up on God and then just look for somebody to be sleeping with, because if you don't sleep with them, they don't marry you. Till you think that Tale, you are tired and go and look for something different and start doing. Till you feel that Tale, it is over. But I declare it is not over with you. It is not over with you. Shout, it is not over with me. Shout, it is not over with me. Say, every proverb of delay in my destiny. Every proverb of delay in my destiny. Every proverb of delay in my life. Say, it ceases from tonight. Say, it ceases from tonight. Say, after tonight, there will be speedy manifestation. There will be speedy progress. There will be speedy manifestation. There will be speedy fulfillment of my expectation. For the expectation of the just shall not be disappointed. Say, I rise beyond disappointment. I rise beyond disappointment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your two hands together if you believe that. Amen. Now, what are the things that causes delay? Number one, satanic captivity. Satanic captivity. For example, Egypt. Satanic captivity. When the children were in captivity, the children started their 400 years journey without captivity. There was a governor by name Joseph, who was their blood relation. So 70 Jews or Israelites, 70 Israelites with Joseph went into Egypt. They were not slaves. I get what I'm saying. They were not slaves. They went there to live as free men. They were given a land. They were given opportunity to farm. They were not slaves. But the Bible says, as years went by, Joseph died, was his bones, or was buried there. And then the Bible says that many pharaohs came over, but at a particular century, a century is 100 years, and at a particular century, a new pharaoh came up who did not know the history of Egypt very well. So he did not know that once upon a time, there was an 83 in Egypt, and it took a certain Israelite young slave to save Egypt and to save the whole land of Egypt. And so the Bible says that even though they came in flee, this man rose up to enslave the children of Israel. He enslaved them and he turned them to slaves. And he said that the way they are increasing, they can join our enemies to fight us one day and take our land. So let us oppress them so that they don't increase too much. Let us stop them so that they don't give them too much. Let us burden them so that they don't become prosperous, so that they cannot become a god. They are becoming too many. Bible says in Exodus 1 verse 7 that they increased on the land of Egypt. They became fruitful and they filled the land. The way we have stepped here, we will fill the land. Amen. Did you hear what I said? And as we have come here, we will fill the land. When we are coming to church, people will ask that, who are these people who have filled the land so much? Who are these people? Because our members will be renting buildings and buying lands all over this place. Our members will be doing businesses and owning shops all over this land. The reason is because they want to be near to their church. They love their church, so they are relocating to be near to their church. They are buying buildings so that they can be near to their church. They are buying lands around the area so they can be near to our church. So very, very soon, the people will be like, why is it? Who are these people? They have filled the whole land. I declare that is the story of rescue. Rehoboth, we shall fill the land. We shall fill the land. We shall fill the land. We shall be fruitful on the land. For the Lord has made room for us. And now we shall be fruitful. Clap your two hands and say, we fill the land. Exodus 3 verse 7. Exodus 3 verse 7. Amen. How many of you are following? Are you following me? Exodus 3 verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people. I have seen it. I have seen the oppression of my people. They entered free, but God prophesied that they were going to stay there for 400 years. Genesis 15 verse 13. 400 years in Genesis 15 verse 13, that your people shall be foreigners on a land, and they shall stay there for 400 years. But the Bible tells us in the Exodus of that 12 verse 40 that they stayed on the land of Israel for 430 years because of the slavery that started. They were no more allowed to move on to their next level. So sometimes people delay because satanic oppressions, okay? Demonic oppressions. Demons have hijacked your marital destiny. So it is no longer about waiting for God's time. Even though God's time has come, they say they won't allow you to go. 400 years came. Yet Pharaoh said, I will not let them go. God now had to send a messenger to Pharaoh that let my people go. So some of you, your 400 years had already come. Your 400 years is already come and gone. And what you need is God sending a prophet into your life, a messenger into your life that will tell that devil that let my people go. And tonight that messenger is here. I declare over your destiny that every satanic affliction, oppression that is holding your marriage down, that is holding the arrival of your children down, that is holding your destiny down, I command, let my people go. Let my people be free. Let God's children be set free. Let God's children be released. Clap your two hands and shout, I am free. Shout, I'm set free. Shout, I am released. In the name of Jesus, say, my marriage is released. My children are released. Say, my academic destiny is released. Say, my business is released. Say, my career is released. The work of my hands is released. My destiny is freed. Clap your two hands and say, I am free. Shall let me go. So tonight you are going to pray and command it. That let my business go. Let my marriage go. Let my ministry go. Let my next level arrive. Every delay is breaking. Every kind of satanic oppression that is not allowing you to go by divine timing, we are arrested in Jesus' name. So when evil spirits take over your life, they will detain you beyond what God originally planned for your time, for your life. They will detain you. Number two, human errors and traditions. Human errors and traditions. The errors of men, the mistakes of men. The tribe of Judah delayed 400 years in producing a king for Israel because of the terror or the error of their father, Judah, with Tamar. The prophecy on Judah's life, according to Genesis 49, verse 10, is that Judah was supposed to be the son of Jacob who produced what? Kings for Israel. But because he messed up by sleeping with his daughter-in-law, in Genesis 38 verse 18, he was denied of that prophecy. It took 400 years before he was able to produce the first king from Judah by name David. And so sometimes our mistakes can cause us to delay. God planned that by age 25 you should be married. But because you made a mistake in dating the wrong guy who is never ready to marry, You will date and date and date. 4 years, one government will pass. Another 4 years, another government will come and pass. Another 4 years, they will change party. Another party will come and pass. Some of you, that's how your relationship is. It's more than two governments. Ask somebody, how many terms have you gone? Some of you, you already have 10 terms. You have crossed 4 years. You're already your second term. You are still dating this guy for 6 years. Very soon you are crossing your second term.
That means that you have finished 8 good years. Even Ghana constitution will not allow you to contest again, but you are still contesting. Even Ghana constitution disqualifies you, but you are still believing in God after 8 years. So sometimes human error. This guy was your husband, this lady was your husband, but you messed up. And he says, no, I can't marry such a woman. I can't marry such a man. You showed a certain attitude and then he dropped you. Now you will be waiting for the next person and it doesn't come that easy. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Say human errors. The error of people can delay them. That job was your job. God planned that you should get it. You enter into that job and you mess up and you lose it. And now you are still searching for a job. Up to now, you are financially not independent. The reason is because you lost a distinct opportunity. Something God ordained that this is the job through which you are going to prosper. You went there and you went to take what was not yours. Or you went there and you went to chase somebody's husband. Or you went there and you went to do something. The errors of men can bring delay. That one is not God's fault. Tell somebody it's not God's fault. I pray that every error that occurred in your life and in your destiny, past and present, that is causing you delay in your finances, delay in your marriage, delay in any aspect of your life, I declare the Lord is coming through for you. The mercy of the Lord is coming through for you. The mercy of the Lord is coming through for you. Clap your two hands and shout, the mercy of God is coming through for me. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Every arrow that I committed that is hunting and delaying my destiny, that is causing me to be prolonged in my waiting period, say, Father, have mercy upon me and deliver me from that arrow. Clap your two hands for the Lord. It's a surprise. Of men can delay them. The error of men. Also the traditions of men. This is how we do things in our family. If your senior sister is not married, you cannot marry. In this family, nobody is allowed to marry before giving birth. You must give birth with people before one will consider you. In this family, everybody, you cannot cross secondary school. Nobody is allowed to cross secondary school. So they have become traditions. Patterns. You and I know how Rachel's marriage was delayed for 7 years because her senior sister must marry first. Her senior sister Leah must marry first. So her marriage was due. A man has come, paid her bride price, but her sister was given to the man before her, and she waited for the next 7 years. I don't know any tradition in your mother's house, any tradition in your father's house that says you should have gotten pregnant before getting married. I declare that tradition is canceled. I declare that tradition is canceled. Every tradition that doesn't allow men to be able to be prosperous, to take care of their wives, that every man becomes poor, that your wife takes care of you, I command that tradition is arrested. That tradition is arrested. That tradition is canceled. Every tradition causes you delay in your finances. That nobody can be rich. That nobody can break through according to a certain age. I command in the mighty name of Jesus. That tradition is arrested. That tradition is canceled. Clap your two hands and say, I am free. I am free.
God, traditions of men. And it happened in Genesis 29. And Jacob also, because of that, he too suffered delay to marry his dream wife. He had to wait. He had to work for 14 years to get one woman. Delay. If you have to write application for 14 years to get a job, is it fair? If you have to chase one woman for 14 years before you marry, is it fair? It's not fair. That's how many governments. Almost 4 terms. Yes, if you add 2 years to it, it's 4 terms. That means that you have crossed 3 terms.
3.5 is unconstitutional. But it is happening to some people. It's happening. It's happening to some people. He had to work for 14 years. Number 3, demonic interruptions. Sometimes your blessing is coming, then there is a demonic interruption. Something just happens and changes everything. Demonic interruption. That in Daniel's experience, Daniel almost had a breakthrough, but there was a demonic interruption. He started fasting, and the angel said, the day you started fasting, your answer was released, your miracle was sent, your breakthrough was sent. But as I was bringing your miracle, as I was bringing your breakthrough, a demon of Persia rose up and hijacked me, so I could not bring it. Say demonic interference. They are almost giving you the job, then something happens. He's almost about to marry you, then last hour something happens. She almost said yes, then something happens. You almost got the admission, then something happened. You almost got a scholarship, you passed every interview, all of a sudden something happened. There was someone who got a breakthrough, a big breakthrough. She was going to travel. She invested everything she had. The moment the date was almost up, the date she was going to have was almost up, something called Corona broke forth. And they locked all the airports. And they said, you can't travel anywhere in the world. There's a lockdown. From that time to today, her travel ambition is over. She has never been able to get back. Meanwhile, she got the opportunity. She got a visa. She got everything, the ticket. Waka Ghana. Say demonic interruption. Clap your two and say, Father. I can't hear. Say, Father. Every demonic interruption that interferes with my blessing, with my breakthrough, with my increase, with my prosperity, say, you are a liar. Say, tonight I arrest you. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Clap your two hands and say, be destroyed. Almost there. Then something happened. Almost there. Almost. Almost. Demonic interruption. So Daniel had to wait for 21 days instead of one day prayer. Daniel 10 verse 12 all the way to 13. Number 4, unavailability of a prepared vessel. Sometimes God cannot bring you that thing because you are not ready yet. You are not ready yet. Tell the one by you, sometimes you are not ready for what you are asking for. Sometimes you are not ready for what you are destined for. Sometimes you are not ready for it. You are an unprepared vessel. If you make a mistake and you put acid into plastic rubber, what will happen? Into bottled water, what will happen? It will melt it. It will melt it. If you put hydrochloric acid, high concentrated, not diluted, into bottle, pure water rubber, or this bottled water, it will melt it. Some of you, the destiny you carry is corrosive. Some of you, the destiny you carry is massive. The glory you carry is massive. Some of you, you are supposed to change your entire family future. Some of you, what God created you to come and do is like a Joseph. You are supposed to be a generational blessing. that your whole generation are going to be blessed because of you, because of an idea God is going to put in your head, because of a business plan God is going to put in your heart, because of an idea, an innovation that God is going to bear through you. Some of you, you are a global sensation. The world is supposed to celebrate a music coming out of you, something coming out of you. Some of you, your ministry is supposed to shake the ends of the earth, but you are just not ready. So for you, it is not a demon. For you, it is not a demonic interruption. For you, it is not satanic captivity. For you, it is an unpreparedness on your part. You are not ready yet. You have not become that kind of vessel that can carry that anointing. You have not become that kind of vessel that can be used in that way. You... I don't know what I'm speaking to someone. So, you see, some of you, you have been having dreams or something, and yet you have never seen it in your life. Sometimes it's because you are not ready yet. And some of you, you normally see yourself writing exams in your school, or you always see yourself back in your school days, and you always interpret that as what? But most of the times, God is telling you that you are failing to be promoted. You are still at the spot where you must pass a certain lesson, a certain exams of life, of the spirit, and you are still failing. So you are still there. Until you pass it, no promotion for you. Until you pass it, no next level for you. Because what God wants to do with your life is corrosive. It is something that is too powerful. If you are not ready yet, it will destroy you yourself first. The acid will destroy the vessel first before it will destroy somebody else. Because the vessel, we put acid in glass. We put acid in real glass. We don't put it in plastic bottle. Ask somebody, by what vessel are you? Come on, ask him, what vessel are you? Are you the right vessel for the anointing you are looking for? Are you a prepared vessel for the marriage you are looking for? Are you a prepared vessel? Because the way you don't respect, and the way your lifestyle is, and the way you are praying that God should give you one of his sons. Even the devil is protecting his sons from you. Even the devil is keeping his daughters from you. And you say God should give you one of his daughters. With your lifestyle, with your behavior, with your sharp tongue, with your quarrelsomeness. Maybe that is why your marital breakthrough has not still been answered. Maybe that is why God has still not given you a child. Because your attitude towards children is not good. You can't handle it. You can't handle the pressure of children. Maybe that is why God has not increased your ministry yet. Because you cannot handle it. Small thing, you are tired. Small thing, you are tired. You can't handle pressure. You can't handle it. God has given you small youth ministry. You are sleeping with every girl in the church. You are meeting every girl in town. And you are praying and say, God should promote you, and God should increase your ministry for where? Ask the one, but are you a prepared vessel for what you are praying for? Sometimes it's not the devil, it is you. Sometimes it's not the devil. Because you are even in Ghana, God cannot trust you. How can God give you a visa to Paris? The day God makes a mistake and makes you get a car, what you will do on the road? Everything is scarce. You will stop and pick. Stop and pick. Stop and pick, sir. Open my lips, sir. Because even though you are in church, you are watching ladies for us. You are in church. You are in church, still you can watch her and turn. And then you see the car is gone. You are still stretching your neck. If you had your own car, you would have stopped and said, oh, hello. Where are you going? I'm going your direction. Somebody, can God trust you? Sometimes that is the main issue. It's not like God. Sometimes that's the main issue. What we are praying for, we don't qualify for it. Sometimes that's the main availability of a prepared vessel. Moses wasn't ready. Moses was quick-tempered. He wasn't ready. He would have killed all the Israelites because he started his ministry by killing. How many of you remember that Moses' first ministry was killing? He saw the children of Israel being oppressed by the Egyptians. And what did he do? He fought and killed the Egyptians. for the Israelites. So his first attempt to ministry was to kill people. So he would have been the pastor that once you do know, he will curse you when you die. Once you be there, he will curse you when you die. He will kill everybody. His temper was too high. Corrosive. Everything he comes in contact with, he will destroy. So God had to keep him to go and take care of sheep for 40 years. So he was prepared for extra 40 years. The time he started his ministry, he was 40 years old. And God took him back to the desert to go and feed sheep for the next 40 years. And he became 80 years before God said, "You are now ready. Go and save my people." May your destiny helper not delay. But sometimes God is now preparing that woman. God is now preparing that person. God is now preparing that somebody who must give you a job. God is now preparing to establish that company. God is now preparing. I pray that whoever's destiny is connected to your rising, may the Lord fast track their preparation. May the Lord fast track their preparation. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. May you be a prepared vessel. Exodus 13 verse 17. May you be a prepared vessel. May you be a prepared vessel. May you be a prepared vessel. And tonight you are going to pray. And you are going to ask the Lord to help you. You are going to ask the Lord to help you.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.